This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Vegas is a food city, so much that I can feel a little in the weeds when I'm picking out a spot for dinner. Luckily, today on CityCast Las Vegas, I'm with Gemini Stevens of the Food and Loathing Pod and John Curtis of EatingLV.com and the podcast Eat, Talk, Repeat. These two have eaten everywhere in the Valley this last year, and they're going to drop their picks for best new restaurants of 2023. It's Thursday, December 21st. I'm Sarah Lohman, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Gemini, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back.
And John, a delight to have you as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, so let's just get into it. We're at the end of the year, and looking back, what is your top pick for the best new restaurant in Vegas? I'll be generous, and I'll allow you two picks if you can't choose.
I mean, only two is hard.
I mean,
shameless plug alert, Sarah. I wrote a best new restaurants thing about a month ago, and I had about eight or nine places. So I'll flip it to Gemini. But boy, there was a lot of action in our food scene this year.
Oh my gosh.
And a lot of great new places.
So
give me
many
one,
places.
Gemini. What is your heart saying right now?
You know, I'm such a neighborhood girl. I live on the West Side. I love running around and seeing, you know, what is available out here. So many people talk about downtown and the strip and things like that. And the West Side has so many good things. So I have to mention Chef Roy Elamar's Fine Company inside the outdoor mall downtown Summerlin. It is small. It's cozy. The food is warm and welcoming. I mean, you get something like Mama's Banana Bread when you first walk in. It's an Asian fusion, like with his Hawaiian roots and things like that. It's amazing. I can't gush about his food enough. He did some pop-ups at Vegas Test Kitchen when that was still open, called Pidgin, P-I-D-G-I-N. And he just brings all of it to the table with Fine Company. And yeah, I would eat there every day.
All right. Fine and Company. It is versatile. It is,
I think it's just Fine Company.
Fine Company. Excuse me.
Fine Company by Roy Elamar. And I can't endorse that anymore. I mean, that's a great pick, but I'm going to shift gears. You asked me my top restaurants of 2023, and I can run off eight or nine right now, but yeah. two that have stood out off the strip. Let's talk about off the strip. Naxos Taverna.
Oh, yes.
Is the new Greek place out at Red Rock, which is just fabulous. It's a great seafood restaurant. It has great vegetarian food. It does a lamb shank to beat the band. It blew me away. My second one, and again, I'm naming two, but I could name like five more, is a Basilico. It's an Italian place in the Southwest. The Southwest the Southwest is hotter than a chili pepper right now. And Basilico with Francesco Di Caudo is sort of a modern Italian restaurant. But between us girls, I'm bored silly with Italian food, the same old Italian food. Boy, Francesco Di Caudo really puts a little modern spin on Basilico. And so that's a Greek and an Italian that are certainly at two of my top six or seven good restaurants for the 2023.
John, I have to ask you, what is your favorite dish at Naxos?
Well, I would say the braised lamb shank just knocked me over. Mm. Okay. I mean, but I like the mez. I love his pita bread there. I mean, he really does baba ganoush and things like that really well. I recall some shrimp, a whole roasted fish. I mean, there's a lot to love about Naxos. What do you like?
Oh my God. So there was this shrimp dish right when they first opened. It was crispy. I don't even, it had a name and now it's escaping me, but it was this crispy shrimp. There was this like trio of things that came with it. I think baba ganoush was one of them. And I judge Greek places on their baba ganoush.
With their mez. Yeah, their mez, as you should.
I'm already feeling torn because I am actually doing a staycation for my birthday next month at Red Rock. And I'm thinking I'm going to Lotus of Siam because I've never been. And they've got...
Which is fantastic.
It's fantastic. But now I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe there's enough time for at least...
Here's the thing.
Meals.
They're right next door to each other. There's no reason you can't enjoy both.
You can have an appetizer at one and a main course at the other.
Just go back and forth between courses. They won't even know what's happening.
That's right.
Gemini, do you have a second pick?
Well, he got me on Basilico for sure. Mm. You know, I this is a tough one for me. At first, I admit, I've got a tie for my second, if I can.
Both for
breakfast. When 1228 Main first started, I had some reservations, but I just kept going back and I fell in love with it. I really do enjoy the food very much. Their rolled omelet is absolutely perfect and custardy, and I just have not had a better one in town. But because it's a breakfast thing that I'm comparing here, Winnie and Ethel's gets a lot of credit here. They won the diner contest last year with
brand new opening. Just last month.
They just opened for dinner at the beginning of this month. So they're really kind of rolling everything out. Their boozy milkshakes go with breakfast really well. I'm just going to go ahead and put that right out there.
better than a Bloody Mary, in my opinion,
well,
right?
They had a mole boozy shake on the menu when I went in to try it for the first time. And I am a mole fan. And I said, okay, well, I have to try this. And it had all those beautiful bits of mole that you love with the different warming spices and that touch of chili. And it was that deeper sort of Mexican chocolate. And it had a nuttiness to it. And you don't even realize the booze is there. That's the dangerous part.
Let's go back to 1228 Main for a second there. Because first of all, I love that we're doing breakfast because I am very much like a breakfast gal or like breakfast for mid-afternoon power up.
Absolutely.
John, do you have thoughts on 1228 Main?
Do I have thoughts about 1228 Main? I mean, people have accused me of owning stock in the place. Okay. I talk about it so much. I mean, I kid you not. In the first month, I bet I was there 10 times. Okay, and I live sort of just out of downtown, so it's fairly convenient. It's a go-to coffee thing. It's the incredible pastries. I also write for Desert Companion magazine, and we named Sebastian Polycarp the pastry chef of the year, and he's there every morning. I think he gets about 3 hours of sleep a day. Oh, you go there at 7, he is rolling out pastries, croissant, these just beautiful Danish pastries, croissant, baked breads. I mean, it's a pastry shop and a boulangerie, as the French would say, as well as a full service restaurant. Huh. And downtown's never seen anything like this.
The flake on the pastries, the croissant.
The flake on those pastries is criminal. It's so good.
Okay, but like, what about the cost? Like, I think part of the controversy is some people feel it's too stripped, that it's like a little too pricey for downtown.
Well, you know, let me weigh in here because I'm the resident food snob, elitist food snob in Las Vegas for 30 years now.
You're our favorite curmudgeon, John. Yeah,
it's time to get over it. Las Vegas has got to get over this. We want everything to be cheap and dirty, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are these old-time diners people go to. And, you know, where like Gemini talks about the rolled French omelet. Yeah, it's not cheap. I think it's $18 or something like that. You can get an $11 omelet in town, but you're not going to get anything. It's going to be brown and chewy and
what
gross.
About my 49-cent buffet breakfast, John?
Exactly. Well, you're talking to the wrong guy. So, but there is a technique. There is like almost a military precision French technique at work at 1228 in both the savories and the sweets that downtown Las Vegas has never seen. Hmm. I mean, you can get it at places like Bouchon on the Strip. And I mean, it's been around a while, but it's a real revolutionary restaurant. And yeah, you're going to pay about 30 or 40% more than people are used to, but the quality is there and you've got world-class chefs putting out a really high-level product. I really think 1228, as much as James Trees changed the game with Esther's Kitchen like 4 years ago downtown, 1228 has now bumped it into a new into a different level as well.
And you don't have to go to the Strip for that level
exactly.
of food.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
May I take the conversation way away, like 12 miles, 15 miles away from this right
now? I hope you're going where I think you're going, because I have to tell you, I am in Hendertucky proper.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I love it here.
Or
and because you brought up Desert Companion, I thought that one of their best new restaurant picks was super, super interesting. It's a restaurant right here on Water Street. Isn't that correct?
Azura Cucina.
Yes.
It was our restaurant of the year.
Yeah.
And for good reason. And again, like to sound a little jaded, you know, not another Italian, but
it's not the same Italian. It's not the same Italian. Your cookie cutter Italian. It's not. Oh, I went to Vegas and, you know, there was this great Italian place. It's Azura Cucina. Like, it's its own animal, and it's beautifully done.
What makes it so good?
It's beautifully done. It's a jewel box of a little restaurant. It's at the far end of Water Street, and it's been packed since day one.
Yeah.
And I think what people like Gemini and I'll give props to my buddy Al Mancini that she works with, and some of us older school writers, we're looking for game changers, people that are moving the needle somehow, not just somebody who's opening the same old here. And you look at Azura Cucina and go, that could be a big needle mover for the food scene in Henderson.
Water Street right now, I think, is a really great drinking neighborhood. There's great breweries. There's a great old school dive bar, but there's not a lot of food outside pub food. So I love to see that shift. Do either of you have like a favorite dish on their menu?
Anything with the gnocchi or the fresh pastas. I mean, because not everything in Italian is pasta, believe it or not. And not so much that for you guys, but for people listening, they just automatically assume you go to an Italian place, it's a plate of pasta. I actually very often order other dishes just because I find a lot of that stuff very heavy. But theirs is not. There's something really beautifully light about it. Mm-hmm. The way they do their gnocchi dumplings, I would love to steal the recipe. I like that the sauces aren't really heavy. You get the butter and the cream in the appropriate amounts. You know, that they're not, there's this one place, I'll leave it unnamed. They do this all over their social media, where they cover like pizzas with pasta and this really.
Don't get Gemini. Those places nauseate me.
I know, and
I'm sorry. I sound like an old guy, which I am.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
It's just all for show, right?
It's all for show. And that's what I like about this, is that it's not for show, but it's absolutely beautifully done. It's light, but really flavorful. There's depth of character there. And it is different Italian. And that's what makes it stand out.
Okay, so I pulled you away from the journey you were taking us on. Let's go 12 miles in the other direction. Where are we headed, John?
Well, in the other direction, I always like to talk about Spring Mountain Road. I think I've been the biggest thumper of the drum for our Asian food scene since 1995.
Yes.
And Spring Mountain Road never ceases to amaze me and make my and just make my palate, you know, basically come alive. And up and down there, there's some good places. One, La Moon is a place which was an offshoot of Lamai down at the far end of Spring Mound opened. It's sort of modern Thai with a great wine list. By the way, there's sort of, people are going to be hearing this. I think Lamai is about to start changing hands. I think they've sold Lamai. Oh. But La Moon is run by Bon Acharawan. And it was one of my favorite Thai restaurants of the year. Secondly, not so Asian, but right in the middle of Chinatown, is Double Zero Pie and Pub.
You said Gemini on the feed here. She just did two zeros with her hands. She's like, on this.
I haven't met anyone who's not crazy about it.
It is just really beautifully done. It's Neapolitan style. It's a thinner crust, except for that really bubbly edge that I love so much with the air pockets. And
great appetizers, too. The appetizers.
Great appetizers. They do weekly specials, like with agrodolces and with pickles. Mm. And they're always trying to add something new. They bring in different chefs and bartenders and come up together with menus. So not only is the regular menu always something different depending on seasonality or something they're working on, but they bring in other parts of the community to work with them and put on these beautiful displays of food and hospitality, and it cannot be missed.
Can we jump to the Strip now?
That was my next question, because, you know, sometimes I have to meet a friend on the Strip. They're in town for a conference. Maybe they've got the company credit card. So
yes.
Where should we go?
I said one place. I went there three times in the first week it opened. Mm-hmm. You would think I would not be excited about a steakhouse because, you know, steakhouses are such a yawn, most of them. But Peter Luger blew my
really?
Socks
off. Yes, see, talk my language. I'm from the East, and I spent a long time in New York.
It's a big place. I mean, and it's not an adventuresome menu. It's kind of the same thing they've been doing in New York since 1950. Yeah. But
dry aged steaks.
And the dry aging room. Gemini, have you seen the dry aging room?
I've seen the dry aging room, and it's impressive. Have dreams about this.
If you're a carnivore, it doesn't get any better. So yeah. And you know, and I was all prepared to be bored, silly, and go, but the quality of the steaks is right there, and it's just a fun time. And a lot of people have moved there from other restaurants, so it's like old home week when you walk in, because they have people from Rosa Ristorante. David Ocias is the general manager. They have the chef from Wally's is over there now, and the wine guys, Paul Argier, used to be at Esther's Kitchen. So you walk in, and it's just like an amalgamation of Las Vegas restaurant pros that all went to Peter Luger because, let's face it, that's going to be where the money is. They put out a beautiful product at a really top-drawer steakhouse that was worth a special trip.
Oh, how exciting. Gemini, your thoughts for the Strip and a company credit card?
Oh my gosh.
Have you been to Fontainebleau yet?
No.
Fontainebleau?
No, I was going to go Wednesday.
An episode about it.
Gemini, you're slacking. I've been to four restaurants there now.
Have you been to Mother Wolf yet? That's the one everyone's talking about. Another
Mother Wolf is worth. Mother Wolf is number one.
Roman Italian, right?
Q is great, and Don's Prime, which is nice, but I don't think it's a beautiful restaurant with some innovative stuff. But in terms of just meat quality, I think Peter Luger beats it.
It's better.
Yeah.
So here it's about to happen. We're going to tie this up in a beautiful bow. What was 2023 for restaurants in Las Vegas? If you had to use one word to describe it, 2023 was the year of
creativity.
Creativity. Yeah. Tell me more. Gemini.
I just think that more people stepped out of the stereotypical boxes of what people were expecting when you said you're going to open a steak place or you're going to open an Italian place or you're going to open a Greek place. They really went out because Let's face it. You know, Vegas is also such a show city. And when people come here and they're going to these places and they're throwing down the company credit card, they don't just want to eat. They want to be entertained. They want to be wowed. Mm. And part of wowing all of us has been the idea of creativity, community spaces, and just giving somebody something that they're not going to get anywhere else. Even if that place has another outlet in another city, Vegas is still unique.
I would say it's the year of neighborhood expansion.
Yes.
Everything. Neighborhoods are either are getting bigger and better, a la downtown Spring Mountain Road. And then we have this incredible expansion, delicious options hitting the southwest end of town, which is going to turn that into a foodie mecca. So to me, it's all about neighborhood expansion. I, you know, sad to say, but the end of the dumbbells on the two end of all this are Hendertucky and Summerlin, okay?
Yeah.
Which are like, for opposite reasons, they both have absolutely crappy food scenes. But everything in between them seems to be filling in with just more and more delicious options all the time.
Well, next time you're in Henderson, you come over here, I'll cook for you. How about that?
Like there, I insist
like
upon it. I'll bring the wine.
Amazing. Happy holidays to both of you. I hope you eat some amazing meals in our waning days of 2023. And I'm looking forward to meeting you out for dinner somewhere in 2024.
Absolutely.
Bon appetit to all.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Both of our contributors today have socials and blogs, which we'll put in the show notes, as well as links to their podcasts. Click it and check them out. And that's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend? Send them this episode. Take them to dinner. You'll have a good time. Rate our show, please. Leave us a review and subscribe both to the podcast and to our morning newsletter, Hey Las Vegas. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care. Yeah. Let's extend the monorail there.
Exactly. That would be amazing. Yeah. A monorail up and down Spring Mountain. Yes,
love it.
Yes, a great idea. Let's get Figler on that. Let's get
Figler on it. We can do a food crawl based, a monorail based food crawl up and down Spring Street. We just need to get the funding.
So
I'm sure you can make
it
happen.